You know, he got Scary Terry. He's not even gotten to his prime, and he's a weapon. He got Curtis Samuels.
Yeah.
He can blow. He can hurt people. And then you got Jahan Dotson. That's the young receiver, the rookie. I think he scored 2 times last week.
Yes.
Then you got two good running backs, and your offensive line is decent. So he doesn't have to do too much.
No.
Right.
So they should win. They should win that division. They should.
There ain't nobody else in that division that can keep up with them. Who?
The Eagles. Oh, shit me, yeah. Yeah, they've been changing stuff. Their defense should be pretty good.
Yeah, they should be pretty good. They've made some moves in the offseason, too.
It's not Dallas and it's not the Giants.
They're not. They're gonna be fighting for fourth place.
Giants might surprise some people. Nobody thought they was gonna go in there and beat Tennessee.
No, that's on the heels of Saquon.
Saquon Barkley looked like he was in rookie form.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, if Saquon stays healthy and everything, then yeah, the Giants might have something to say about that.
But if Saquon goes down again, that's
going to be it.
That's depending if Daniel Jones can make the throws.
Yeah, and he can't do it.
No.
I don't know why they still holding on to him. I don't know.
They probably looked out there and realized it wasn't really nothing else, better out there for him to let Daniel Jones walk.
I would have let one of these homeless dudes play quarterback than let Daniel Jones continue to be quarterback.
Oh man,
I'd have gave one of the most fit homeless dudes a contract. $700 and you get all the food you want.
That's a shame.
And you my quarterback.
That's a shame.
$700. I know what? I give you know what? We in New York. I'll give you $1,000. New York is expensive. I'll give you $1,000.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Free lodging, and I want you quarterback. Oh, you got a good arm?
And by the way, don't say New York and associate that with the Giants and the Jets. New York people will tell there's only one New York team, and that's Buffalo.
That's the same thing. That's the same thing.
Hey, Boss Hoss.
They're the same thing.
Boss Hoss said William Graves – will give you a free lifetime membership to his fantasy team.
You know what? At least one of my fantasy teams won this week, Boss Hog. What's your excuse?
Yikes.
Yeah, he did go. Yikes. He did go 0-2.
Yeah, I did too. Debo beat me. But yeah, if Carson Wentz, if he fails in Washington, he could still get him another job, starting job. He's still good enough.
Boss Hall said his account was hacked.
This. Would you take him in Tampa?
Who?
Yes.
Who Carson
yes,
Wentz?
I would.
Yeah. Yeah, I take
yeah.
him.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll be happy.
And he's young enough. Right. You still got a lot of years left.
I was about to say he's only been in the league what 5-6 years?
Five years.
Maybe seven.
Yeah. Nah, I think seven is too long.
No, I don't think
Carson Wentz.
I was about to say he hasn't been in the league that long.
Six,
Maybe. Yeah, 5 years. I think 5 years, coming on six. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, I mean, all right.
Carson Wentz, seven years. 7 years.
Okay. He's better than that. He's way better than that.
You better slow your roll talking about a cowboy.
What?
Huh?
Wait. Hold on. Let me repeat that. Dak Prescott is an overrated quarterback.
I don't know what's wrong with people, man. Because I've been preaching people this. It's simple. How the Cowboys' offensive line goes, that's how the team goes. That's been since Tony Romo. If that offensive line is good, they have a shot to win every game. If their offensive line is hurt or they're just blah, they looking probably at 3-17, 3-14 season. And now you got what? How many? Three people hurt on that offensive line?
Yep.
And that's why they just got beat down. Zeke can't do nothing.
I think Zeke Elliott is washed. That's just my opinion.
He's not washed.
Well, he's not washed.
He ain't the same.
He's not washed.
He's not the same.
He's not washed. No, he's not washed. Zeke came in to the league with the best offensive line in the last 12 years. He didn't have to do too much. The first time he got contact, I think it was like 6 or 7 yards before he got contact.
Yeah.
So if I'm getting 6 yards a shot, no one's touching me for 6 yards. You know, my speed is already I'm already spooled up. You know, he's a power runner regardless. So it's like, okay. When he comes out and that offensive line is bad, we already saw it. We see it all the time.
We saw it Sunday night. The man had five or six carries for like 52 yards or something like that.
You're right. And they're talking about, they need to run Tony Pollard. Tony Pollard can do the same thing with Zeke.
Tony Pollard.
If the offensive line ain't working, no one's working.
Tony Pollard is more of
he's a scat back.
Yeah.
But he's still – listen, that offensive line is not working. No one's working. And then you just let the best receiver is still hurt. You let old boy go.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all feel like y'all can still win?
No, they ain't gonna win.
Yeah.
But I do have to ask you.
Your D-line got hurt too.
So
they lost pieces.
Right. But let me ask you this.
Hey, Boss Hogg agrees with me. Boss Hogg said Zeke is washed, like yesterday's laundry.
Damn.
At least he went, though.
Look, he's dang. That fool's at least he went. No, but the reason I say Zeke is washed because I'm looking at some of the runs that obviously he would have made a few years ago. It's not about the offensive line necessarily. It's just he looks slow and he don't look like he lost all his quickness. So for a straight ahead runner like him, if the line ain't what it was once was, and he had to move east and west more than north and south, he's done.
Debo.
Yeah.
Both of y'all. Do you remember our player Ernest Graham?
Yeah, I
remember. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's Zeke.
No, I was no.
Nah, man.
No, that's Zeke.
I get a little more credit than that.
No, dude.
He's a little faster.
Ernest Graham.
He's a little faster.
Yeah,
but
well,
he's in the same. They're the same player. They're the same build.
Well, Ernest Graham.
They're
was
the same
a,
player.
Ernest Graham was a really good player for what you know he did, though. I mean,
Ernest Graham did not have a good offensive line. And Ernest Graham made it work.
You can say that about 90% of our running backs, Carlton. Eric Brett didn't have a good offensive line. Matter of fact, the only two backs that really had good offensive line to run behind was Warwick Dunn and Mike Allstott.
Yeah, that line there was pretty good. That line there was pretty good.
But again, Ernest Graham made it work.
Yeah.
What's the other dude? Who won the Super Bowl? We let him go. Huge running back.
Who also?
No. After Gruden got fired, who was the head coach?
Raheem Morris.
Raheem Morris. Okay. Okay. Who's the running back? The power running back.
LeGarrette Blount.
But he went to New England.
LeGarrette Blount.
Huh? LeGarrette Blount.
What?
Okay.
Yes.
He had a okay line. He made it work. He's kind of like the same style of runner on Zeke. He's just shorter. He's a power back. Power backs need the offensive line to work.
I agree with that. So let me ask you this. Based on the offensive lines that we have now and what Leonard Fournette has been able to do, how do you think that is going to stack up against the Saints versus what it did against the Cowboys? Like, and I guess in other words, what do you see, what are your predictions for this Saints game coming up?
We should win this game. It's going to be a dogfight, but we should win because the Saints, the receivers are still new. They're still trying to figure out the ins and outs of the system. I heard Kamara is hurt. He's got a rib issue. So that's working with our favor. We still have to worry about that secondary. But the fact that we normally don't do a power run game in the middle of the field. We've kind of flare out. Thank you for Tom Brady. That's the only reason, only reason I like Brady.
Yeah.
He forced us to actually flare out and throw the ball, you know, with the running backs, but not try to power run. But we should win this game. We should. I don't know, because I hope they don't feel like, you know, we beat the Cowboys. They're in disarray. They were in disarray in the offseason. They were losing players. They were making bad decisions. And they never helped themselves. So this game is going to be actually a test of how the team is going to go.
Well, I for one think that this is going to be the test, the first test for our defensive secondary.
Yeah. Secondary still. Yeah. I still don't like our secondary.
Boss Hall got a prediction. Boss Hall says Bucks lose
31-24. 24.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, if I had to put money on the game, I would not put money on the game. It's one of those, you know what? I'll just watch the game. I'm not gonna put money up, because we have the same issues on both teams. Offensive line is weak. We got good receivers, but the defensive line is weak. Both of them. Secondaries are good. Well, the Saints secondary is good. Our defensive line, our defensive secondary is still. For me, it's one of those games. Whoever, it's cliche, but whoever makes the wrong decisions, the other team is gonna win.
Yeah.
Now, Brady needs to ball out, because he has been looking like Tom Brady in Michigan. Like, bro, what are you doing? You 22 years in the league, and you throwing stupid passes.
He probably feel like he got to get rid of the ball quick.
There was a couple of passes that he probably shouldn't have thrown.
Right.
But I do have to tell you, CC, I do disagree with you about one thing.
Oh, okay.
You said that our defensive line is not that good, and I think they look all right.
Bro, we played the Cowboys. Again, you can't gauge a Cowboy game. That's the only game we have right now. That's okay. Let me put it in a different perspective. Comparing the Saints to us, we have lost more than the Saints lost defensively. They're basically bringing I think they won. They lost. They lost Quan Alexander. Mm-hmm. They switched out two players. They switched out two safeties and got the same production. Their lines are their line is still solid. We changed our line. We got new players.
I
don't care what you say. When you lose JPP and Sue, that's a huge loss.
Yeah, you're right.
That's a huge loss. But what?
Did we lose him?
But here's the thing.
Thought you hung up.
You know, we do have the rookie. The second year guy. What's his name? Terran? Okay. Okay. I mean, he did his job last Sunday. We brought in Higgs. I mean, is that a mind blowing acquisition? No, but he is solid enough. I mean, if you really look at it, we only switched out two players. Granted, there are two major players, but we only switched out two players: JPP and the Dobbikin Sue.
Talking about the production, bro.
Yeah,
Hicks is good. Hicks is good. He's good, and I think that's an even trade with Hicks and Sue. But that coming off that edge, man.
Yeah. Right, and I understand that, but
coming off that edge, bro.
Like I said, the only thing we have to go by is the Dallas game. The Dallas game, regardless of how beat up they were or what have you, the second year guy, number nine, he was doing what he was supposed to be doing.
Yeah, I mean, for him,
I got you.
I thought he played a good game. He showed a lot of he showed a lot of flash ability to, you know, get off the blocks, use his speed to his advantage, and you know I was impressed with, you know, his game all around.
Well, and that is what the Bucks are going to need to do in order as part of what I feel should be their game plan. Because if you get Winston uncomfortable, that's when he starts making the throws, and that's when he starts making the mistakes. If he has all day in the pocket, he's as good as any other quarterback in the league. But if you get in there and you make him uncomfortable, okay, that's where the bread and butter is. But this is also where I say this is going to be a test for that defensive secondary, because you can get him uncomfortable all day long. He's still going to make that throw. If our secondary starts going back to how they were last year, then it's not going to matter if Winston's uncomfortable or not. He's still going to make the throws. He still has a receiving core that is out there that is, I mean, by all intents and purposes, not that bad.
No, they got
not that bad. He probably has a top three receiving core this league.
I don't know about that.
Who? I wouldn't say a top three, but it's definitely up there.
Who?
And
give me the names, because the crew that they have, man, it's scary.
All right, so the crew we got is better than the crew they got. That's number one. That's one crew.
Oh, okay. And the crew Minnesota has is better than
Minnesota got a pretty good receiving core. Buffalo Bills got a fantastic receiving core.
Buffalo.
Okay. I mean, listen, they pretty good. I would say top 10, top 5, top 10, somewhere in that area.
I'd give top 5 because
they got a good receiving core.
We know Jarvis.
We know what he's going to do.
He's a killer.
Yeah.
We know Mike. We know Mike going to do his thing.
And then they brought in some other guys. I think they got a young receiver that they just drafted that's pretty talented. So.
Yeah. So.
No, they're going to get challenged.
They have Taysom Hill on top of that, the flank. And we have to think about a whole lot of stuff, man.
No, and you can't forget about Kamara out the backfield as a receiver either.
Right.
So they got weapons.
I'll say top 5. I'll say top 5.
Okay, I'll give you top 5.
I say, it's again, like I say, it's going to be whoever makes the biggest mistake, the other team is going to win.
Well, the thing is that both quarterbacks, when they get uncomfortable, do tend to make mistakes.
Now, well, that's any quarterback, though. I mean, we already know the recipe for Brady. He's not mobile. So you got to get up the middle. You got to get a rush up the middle. Winston, you just got to get him moving. Like, you get Winston with the happy feet, and that's the Winston you want, because he gonna feel like he either has to make a play or – he's just going to chuck a ball up there, just trying to get rid of it before he take the sack. Like, last week, he pulled a Jameis. It didn't get picked off, but he was getting sacked, and he was going down, and he just threw the ball. And I'm like,
Well, again, this is why I say the defensive secondary needs to play – on those Saints receivers, like they were playing on the Dallas receivers.
They won't be able to.
They cannot do this little revert back to playing off the receiver. You play off of any of those receivers, they're going to burn you, especially Jarvis Landry.
Well, yeah, see, the thing about Landry is this. The thing about Landry is Landry isn't flashy. And honestly, dude don't even look like he running that fast. But
how did he get
wide open?
How did he get wide open so quickly and smoothly? And like, he's 45 yards down the field.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Because, like I said,
that's what he does.
He's done it. Since the day he's come in the league. I don't think there's a player in the league that has caught more balls than Jarvis Landry since the time he's come into the league.
That's why I don't understand why Cleveland let him go.
It's Cleveland.
I don't get that.
It is Cleveland. Again, I understand. I understand you wanting to upgrade the quarterback position. Nobody's debating that Deshaun Watson is an upgrade over Baker Mayfield. Right. But true debate is, why did you feel like you had to fully guarantee $250 million?
Right.
Mahomes
that was
don't even have that much guaranteed money.
No. And I mean, you know, the thing is that I honestly feel like Deshaun Watson was always going to go to Cleveland. I think these other teams that he was talking to or whatever,
it wasn't Deshaun Watson choice. I mean, it was whoever.
He was going to Atlanta. He was going to Atlanta. That's why Cleveland made that power move.
Yeah.
He was going to Atlanta. That's the only reason Cleveland made that power move.
Yeah. The trade was done.
These Atlanta Falcon fans mad at you.
The way that they was talking before Cleveland came in the picture and just made the offer.
Yeah.
All intents and purposes was Watson was finna be a Falcon, because I can remember in the sports groups, a lot of Bucks fans was like, man, this dude coming to our division. And I was like, man, I don't want him here.
It would have been Cam Newton all over again.
Yeah, but Watson is a better thrower than Cam Newton.
No, he's better than Cam. Throwing the ball? Yeah.
Yeah. He's a lot better.
As far as the type of quarterback that is big, that can take off and run at any given point in time.
Yeah.
And yes, you're right. He is a better thrower than Newton. He absolutely is. And you know what? I'm glad that he's not in Atlanta, because honestly, that would have been a problem.
And
would have been a big problem.
And talking about Atlanta, Atlanta kind of came out and played some inspiring football for a half. I don't know what happened in the second half, but. Bro, that's coaching.
They did what Atlanta always does.
You know what happened.
I'm just saying. This is what happened. This is a completely different coaching staff, and they did They did the same thing that Atlanta been doing for the last five seasons. They get up these humongous leagues, and then they just disappear. Like, listen. Credit to the New Orleans Saints for adjusting in the second half and coming back and winning that game. But you cannot tell me from watching half number one to half number two that the Falcons didn't do something that just allowed New Orleans to just become wide open. And in the first half, dude, they couldn't move the ball at all. I'm like, Falcons was all over.
Right.
They were playing press man coverage. They were bringing pressure from all kind of angles. Winston was off the mark. He couldn't hit nothing. No receivers was open. And second half, all of a sudden, freaking Thomas can't be guarded. Freaking Landry wide open. They throwing bombs all over the place, and the defense went to sleep. I'm like,
but if you think about it, that's exactly what happened in the Super Bowl.
I know that, but what I'm saying is
exactly what happened in the Super
what
Bowl.
What I'm saying is, it's not the same coaching staff.
It's the same energy.
But
they feel like they already won. They took their foot off the pedal.
They was up 16 at the beginning of the fourth. 16.
Yeah. And they were up over 20 in the Super Bowl. So what's your point?
No, that's different. That's different. Tom Brady and the New England Patriots ain't on the other side of the ball. That's the Super Bowl. That's different.
It might as well have been.
It can't. I just.
Because that second half, that Falcons defense had Jameis Winston looking like he was Tom Brady.
And you know what's crazy, right? you know, we've had our, obviously, Jameis, Marcus Mariota, yada, yada, that argument over and over and over. Mariota didn't have a terrible game. He played good. They used him well. They used his legs, yeah. Which you need. That's what you want to do. You want to utilize his legs, his speed, get him on the edges. He could throw on the run pretty good, so they utilized that. Second half, none of it. I mean, defensively, offensively, the Falcon coaching staff just said, okay, we won the first half. I'm happy. Let's just go ahead and lose this game. That's
it's the same story, with just with different characters.
I guess you could just be jinx like that. That was crazy, man. Because we was even talking about it, and I was posting about it. I'm like, man, the Falcons look really good. Like, defensively, there's 10 new starters on that defense from last season. That was a whole different energy, a whole different level of intensity that the Falcons defense hadn't played in years. And I was like, okay, they might actually be better than I expected. Maybe they still will be. But you can't finish teams off. It doesn't matter what you did before that if you can't finish teams off.
Right. But, I mean, again, you know, what do you expect from the Falcons? I mean, come on, for Pete's sakes. They we're talking about the same team that decided to put a Chick-fil-A in their football stadium.
Yeah, that might – and Chick-fil-A ain't open on Sundays.
Exactly.
Is the Chick-fil-A, if they're not open on Sundays anywhere in the country, they can't be open on Sundays in the stadium, right?
That's correct.
Nope. Closed, period.
See, so I didn't know they put a Chick-fil-A in this.
They are literally open for two games of the year. Their Thursday night game and their Monday night game, if they have one.
All right.
But they are open for other venues.
Yeah, of course.
On certain days.
Yeah, because they're not playing on Sundays. So everybody else mm-hmm. get the benefit of Chick-fil-A except for, you know, Falcons fans.
Or, right.
You know, any event on a Sunday.
Hawks fans, they get really it.
Smart idea. I mean, okay.
Probably should have went with Popeye's chicken.
No. No. The stadium will burn down.
Why?
Because
Don't do it, man.
They can't even keep the chicken they have on a regular day. They sell out.
Oh, you know what?
Immediately.
But hey, you know what? You're right. Like the Popeye's chicken here by me, and it's only one in the whole area. Like in my area, it's only one Popeye's within a 15-minute drive. Then it's another one about another 15 away from that one. So it's very limited Popeyes. But you would think, being that you're the only Popeyes and you get all this business, that you would cook this chicken if you're a lot faster and have it ready. Where you go to Popeyes, order your food, you may not leave the store. You might be waiting 30 minutes for your chicken. Well, I don't know if it's like that everywhere. I know it's like that here. So
here's the thing, because I can give you guys a little bit of insight, because I used to be a manager for a Popeye's chicken. And and I can tell you that when you are busy you are constantly dropping that chicken. Because from
your Popeye's different.
You take the chicken. what you mean by Popeye's?
Because
is different?
the Popeye's I go to, when they busy, you walk in that Popeye's and look back there, hey, all those chicken racks empty.
A line.
And it's a whole right. line sitting there waiting for their orders.
No.
Hey, listen, I was doing.
Then my Popeye's was different. Because I didn't have lines.
I was doing Uber Eats, and I was picking up an Uber Eats order for somebody from a Popeye's. And I walk into Popeye's, it's two people in front of me, and they say, if you're here to pick up an order, I've already been here 30 minutes. And,
this is not a lie. How long do you think my average wait time was?
Well, if you said it wasn't no line, I'm thinking maybe like 3 minutes.
A minute and a half.
You bragging
my
though?
Average order
you
time.
Was in the country though. People got to drive 30 minutes just to get to the Popeyes. They ain't coming.
Exactly. Exactly.
We were in the country, but. Man, dude, we were right on the main highway. We were right on the toll road.
Okay.
What city?
Howell, Indiana.
Is that anywhere around?
Let me get my logistics up to the bat. Certain parts of Indiana. Is not the South.
No, it's not. It's far from it.
Yeah, you're right.
In Indiana, they actually take their time, go to the grocery store, and they cook their food.
Right.
Here in the South, if they don't feel like cooking,
they ain't cooking.
They going straight. They going to two places.
Publix.
Nasty ass KFC. We're not even going to talk about KFC. Not KFC. I'm sorry. They go to churches.
No, they don't. No, they
Popeye.
Don't. No, they don't.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah, they do.
Who go to churches?
Trust me, bro.
Who?
Trust me, bro. In Florida,
man,
churches
listen.
Is an institution.
Man, listen. Churches
it's,
is
it's
so,
the worst.
Church
it's, the,
nasty,
it's the worst
bro.
Place.
Churches is nasty.
It's the worst place to get your food from. But
you want some? You want some dry, non-flavored chicken? Yeah, you go ahead and go to churches. That's what you're getting.
Mm-hmm.
And some freaking fried okra.
But listen, bro.
And some fried okra.
That's the draw. That fried okra. No one sells fried okra.
No, they don't.
Other than churches.
It's nasty too.
Who?
it's nasty, dude.
But yeah,
no,
it is
nasty.
But no, what I'm saying for the Popeyes that I ran, we dealt with travelers and truck drivers all day and day.
So you had to be quick.
Like, oh yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So, no, these people are not waiting no 30, 45 minutes. No, a minute and a half is what my order time was.
Well,
so
we
I know
need
if
you.
I can do it, they
we,
can do it.
We need you down here then, so we can pick that
okay.
speed.
I tell you what, I will come out of restaurant management retirement for $100,000 a year.
Hey, you
you need more than that.
Bruh.
You need more than that. And you know
what?
William, you know what? I'm gonna have to call a spade a spade. And you probably won't want to hear it, but I have to call a spade a spade.
Huh.
In certain areas in the South,
The proper word is, listen man, you trying to figure out a good way to get it out. Just leave it alone, man.
You're right.
You gonna get us a whole lot of
a whole lot of them MFers are ghetto as hell. So it's get when I say ghetto and I'm not talking about, you know, a certain race of people. It's some serious ghetto ass white folk, black folk.
Oh, there is.
So I seen some Indian folk ghetto as hell. When I say Indian, I'm talking about the Haji.
You mean working with the turban? Working at Popeyes?
I ain't talking about, you know, Native American. I'm talking about Indian ghetto. It's a lot of those establishments are ghetto as hell. And when you see on YouTube. The line is wrapped around down the street for some chicken, a chicken sandwich. That's a ghetto ass establishment.
Yep.
I don't give a damn about no council culture. Your ass is ghetto. G-H-E-T-T-O, ghetto. Your ass is ghetto.
You know, speaking of that chicken sandwich.
Hold on, William. That white mom who has three kids in her car going to Popeyes and get some chicken sandwiches, she ghetto as hell. The same thing as the black mama. Ghetto as hell. Take your ass to the grocery store. It's season your own food, cook for them damn children, not from some goddamn Popeyes. Ghetto ass. Goddamn. Your ass is ghetto. You a fucking ghetto rat. Excuse me. Take your ass. He talking. Okay, let me push it further. You got Chick-fil-A. The line is stupid. They ghetto as hell because they feel like they're too uppity. You still waiting in line, ghetto ass. You ghetto. You don't want to go to Wendy's. Because I don't like the square burger. You still ghetto because I'm gonna tell you a secret, right? And most people don't even know it, but I'm gonna tell you right now. And you can use your Google machine and tell the truth. Wendy's owns Popeyes. You're getting the same food. Dumbass. Wendy's. I'm telling the truth, Debo. You know me. I'm telling the truth. So you getting the same. You don't want to go to Wendy's. Wendy's has no line. I just want a chicken sandwich. Go to Wendy's. You don't have to deal with the line. It's the same chicken. Wendy's owns Popeyes. That's why when they had their little chicken sandwich wars on Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah, I was just going to Wendy's.
Wendy's never got into it because they own it.
So it's, you know what? I didn't know that. So.
Wendy's owns Popeyes. So a PSA for the ghetto ass people, check your Google. You know what? Use your phone. Hold on. Use your phone because your broke ass can't even you can't even own a laptop. So use your phone. Pop in Google. Who owns Google or who owns Popeyes? And you learn something, ghetto ass.
Well, so I do got to correct you on something, Carlton. Wendy's no longer owns Popeyes. They actually sold out to Restaurant Brands International. Restaurant Brands International is the people that bought Burger King. They also bought they were also the ones that just bought Firehouse Subs and everything. Like
okay,
that. But at one point,
so when did they sell out? When did they sell out?
2017, uh-huh. I believe.
Oh, that's recent.
2017. Oh,
2017,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, listen. To further my point, the chicken war started before I got sick in 2019. Mm-hmm. So that was 2017-18.
Yeah,
that was the height of the chicken war, chicken sandwich war.
Mm-hmm.
Wendy's got all that money. Wendy's got all that money, and then the chicken war died. The chicken sandwich war died.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Wendy's got all that money.
Was no more than a publicity stunt. Yeah. That's all that was.
Ladies and gentlemen.
So
you're listening to the Rap Passport Show. And while you may tune in and expect sports, we got chicken for you.
Go to your grocery store. Go to your Publix. Go to Wendy's. Whatever grocery store you shop at, buy your own chicken.
I do.
The time you was going to wait in line for an hour, 2 hours, trying to get a chicken sandwich, you could have seasoned your chicken properly the way you want it. Had more than just spending $5-6 for a chicken sandwich, you could have spent $8 and got a pack of chicken for 3 or 4 days. Didn't have to burn gas. And most of y'all ass don't even have a damn AC. In your car, you need to take your car to Meineke and get that fixed. Get on ass.
Say Meineke. All right, all righty. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate you all listening to the show tonight.
I'm sorry, Debo. I'm sorry, Debo.
But
you listen. Who else can call me ghetto? Other than I can talk to the people because they ghetto as hell. I'm ghetto at certain times. I wouldn't pass that for you and William, Sean, whoever. I'll take it. I'll open up. You know what? If you want to complain, you can go to first and foremost, Cash App, Carlton Cook at Left Field Correspondent. Send that money. And if you're too ghetto and you don't have any more money because you spend all your money on booze and weed, you can go on my page on Facebook and add me, and we can hash it out. Don't call Debo. Don't call William. Call me. Because William didn't say nothing to you. Actually, William actually tried to... William tried to correct me, and thank you for your correction. But I was right for the most part. But if you want to argue, cash out me. I'll $2. You know, I'll argue with you $2. Cash out me or Facebook me. Or you can hit me on Twitter. What's my Twitter name? I don't even remember. But well, you can find me.
And ladies and gentlemen,
you know that short term memory is a bear, bro.
And ladies and gentlemen, you can find us at Rat Pack Sports on Twitter. That is Rat Pack Sports with a Z. You can find us on Facebook, Rat Pack Sports Show, as well as group and like page. You can hit up me. You can hit up Left Field Correspondent. You can hit up William. And
get away.
You know, we appreciate y'all listening. And we'll see you guys Sunday night, man. We're just gonna end this.
Stop beating your children.
Your children were
right. You're a bad parent.
We just gonna end the show on that note. And we'll see you guys Sunday night. And Left Field Correspondent has went straight ham sandwich.
Stop rolling weed and learn how to cook.
Ladies and gentlemen,
take your kids to a park. Learn to throw a ball to them. Do something. Get our ass.
We out of here, man. We will see you guys Sunday night. Appreciate you. Hey,
take care of your mama.
Download us on Podbean.
Stop stealing from your mama. Stop stealing from your grandmama.
We out of here, man. This is Rat Pack Sports Show.
Get our ass.
We signing out for tonight.
Y'all.
Peace.
Stop it.
Left Field Correspondent, Carter Cook, ladies and gentlemen.